Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Honey Hush. I am your host, Stephanie Beard, and I am here with my co-host, Robert Redwine. What's up, Robert?
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good. I am good. As good as I can be, Robert.
I know.
I'm going to apologize to all the Honey Hush listeners last week. I had scheduled a show. The show that we're actually going to talk about tonight, we're going to be talking about the alpha female. She does exist. There are some people who don't believe that the alpha female exists. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And a lot of people, they called me up last week wondering what happened. And last week, of course, I had to put my dog down, the 15 years. Robert, I talked to you already about it. 15 years, I had this dog, and it was just like a family member. And I truly thought I was not going to take it as hard as I did. And it really hit me once I dropped her off at the Humane Society to euthanize her. So it was not good. And I'm still trying to get over it, because every time I walk in my house, I think about my dog, because every time I used to walk in my house, I would see her. So, yeah, so that's why I didn't do Honey Hush last week. But we are here live tonight, you guys, and we want you guys to call in. The number is 347-205-9366. Press the number 1. We'll get you in. The chat room is open. You can join us in the chat room by going to our Facebook page, or if you already are following us on the JT Network, you should have gotten an email stating that the show is on live right now. So I have posted the link in on my page. I posted on the Kings in the Morning page, the JT Network Roberts page, and everywhere. So you guys can join us tonight. It is a live show. So so how you been, Robert? What's been up with you? You there, Robert?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can
hear
me? Mm-hmm.
I've done a video for Filthy and the distribution and radio campaign. It's just a lot of more work than I thought, because I haven't been involved in this process in a long time. So, but it's a good thing, Stephanie. And I'm sorry for my neglect of Honey Hush. You've been doing a wonderful job. What a great anchor you have been for this show, as it relates to just being the workhorse. You are that, and the dog situation. I had a dog named Bear at 14, and you know, when Bear died, you know, it took me a long time to get attached to dogs again, because it was so traumatic. And people don't realize, I mean, dogs are like humans, and they really get a sense for you. They care for you, and you know, they become like one of the family members.
That's very true, and she was. She was just like my family member. She protected me and my daughter and my son. I actually got her before I had my daughter. So, but let's go ahead and get into the show, Robert. So, yeah, I'm happy for you. I'm glad everything is working out for you, which is great. But, you know, Robert, we'll talk offline, because, you know,
Okay.
I just want you already know how I want things to go down, so I'm not going to put it out live on air. Let me go ahead. I believe this is Kim Virgil. Welcome to Honey Hush, Kim Virgil. How are you this evening while your mic is opening? It is open now. What's up, Kim?
Good evening, everybody. Honey Hush, this is Missionary Virgil here.
Sister Virgil.
Missionary Kim Virgil. Hey, girlie. How you doing, girl?
Long time no hear from.
I know. It's been a minute. I see you stayed up tonight to join us here on Honey Hush. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you called me out talking about an alpha female. I'm like, what? No, nobody talking about me like that.
Girl, I'm hoping that we get some females that do call in tonight because the alpha female, I know that Jay King has said that, what is an alpha female? And I believe you guys were talking about it on Kings in the Morning, and he asked Lynn what he think an alpha female is. And Lynn said something like maybe a lesbian. I think, you know, some men just don't get it. A lesbian just because an alpha female. I mean, he was just speculating. I don't think he believed that. Maybe he was trying to be funny. But that's not
Stephanie, as the only male here, Sister Virgil.
Right now, you're the only male. Mm-hmm. But believe me, it's going to be other males calling in.
No, I believe that, Stephanie. Don't be mad at me. But anyway,
I was going to ask you, Robert, what do you think? Because I want to ask you, what do you think is an alpha female? Give me your your speculation or your definition of an alpha female.
Well, I know what you're going to allude to as we get deeper into the show. What you're trying to say, an alpha female is an independent woman who can do it by herself and don't need a man, but can have a man, but they're capable of doing it for themselves. But if you listen to That Ain't Love by Club Nouveau, And when you hear Samuel sings, he talks about, you know, he's a player from the old school. So there was a different kind of rule and a different kind of understanding from the old school. So I came up under the old school rule, and I've adapted to understanding the independent female, which was a challenge in my first transition to getting it. So it's got to be a balance and an understanding. But a lot of old school, like Lynn and Jay, they came up under the old school, so you know, so they're not going to be fabled.
But lesbian, really?
Well, because I understand where he's kind of going with that, because a lot of times, strong, aggressive women kind of have a tendency to go that way, if I could say so.
But that doesn't have anything. That's what I'm saying, Robert. Your definition is not, like you said, need a man. You know, you said don't need a man. It doesn't have anything to me or what I've read and what I researched to do with that. I mean, because some people believe that there are some physical differences with the alpha female, and we'll talk about that. But mostly, alpha females are highly educated, okay? They're highly educated. Now, when you said independent, yes, that is one of the traits that I did read about. You know, that is one, just one of them, because there are so many of them out there describing an alpha female. And let me go ahead and open up Mike Gay's. What's up, Michael Gay? Welcome to Honey Hush.
Honey Hush.
Michael Gay. You there, Michael?
I'm here.
There you go.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Stephanie? What's up, Robert?
What's happening, Mike?
Okay.
All right. No, I'm just kind of like going to, you know, do like Flip Wilson used to say. I'm going to sit in the back of the booth in the corner in the dark and kind of like listen for a little while and, you know, just take this in because, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, I just tuned in from watching the Hawks lose to to LeBron James.
I heard LeBron got hurt. Did he get
He's still on the court, so I don't think that's much of a hurt, you know.
Or he was acting like he was hurt, maybe.
Well, you know, everybody wants to be an actor, but anyway. I mean, you know, I agree with you with this to a certain extent of this alpha female. I want to hear what you have to say about your
okay.
your research. But, you know, okay. yeah, there's some women out there that are feel like they're, you know, well, that are, not feel like, but that are independent.
Mm-hmm.
They handle their own business, you know.
Yes.
That's understandable. Men mm-hmm. do the same thing, like you said. But see, the thing is that where when you look at alpha, beta, you know, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, kind of like sit back and listen to where the traits of a strong woman and a weak woman. Because see, when we did the alpha and the beta
man.
Male, okay, mm-hmm. that was basically what was the set thing, you know, as far as a beta man is a weaker man than an alpha man. Okay, so I'm going to sit back and listen to what your survey says about the difference between the alpha.
The survey
and the
says, well, the alpha okay. female is definitely a very powerful woman. She's very assertive. She is somewhat dominant, but not in a lesbian way. She's strong and she's desirable, meaning, you know, men are, and from my research, alpha female better suits an alpha male because an alpha male can deal with this type of woman. A beta man, I mean, and like you said, when we talked about alpha male and beta men on the show prior to this one, you found out that you have some alpha traits and you found out that you have beta traits. And that does exist. But
yeah.
if you, you know, that does exist. I mean, if you see yourself, because you, like you said, you're not confrontational and things like that, but alpha male is not confrontational. And I didn't really get to get into that alpha male show like I wanted to. But alpha male.
Well, you had Jay King here with you. You had
exactly.
Jay here with you, and I'm sure he's probably listening in. but I'm going to say this, though. But
mm-hmm.
but what I found interesting, you know, because I didn't get the clarification, see, because what you just said there was, you know, you put emphasis on the alpha female, you know, as far as what her traits are. You know, as far as the...
I'm going to give mm-hmm. you some qualities of an alpha female. I really, to be honest with you, Mike, I did not find a lot of information on a beta woman. I searched. And then they say, you know, it could be beta or omega female. And I have some information on it, but not a lot, not like I found on alpha male. So let me first, mm-hmm. before I go into some of the qualities of an alpha female, Six Eyes, welcome to Honey Hush. It's been a while. How are you?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing great. How's everyone?
Good.
Honey,
good evening, Six.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? All right, I've been good, man. Just working like crazy now, getting this
yeah.
music out.
Yeah, you've been kind of ghost. I haven't seen you around.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear your voice. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we're talking about alpha female, Six Eyes, and I'm going to go ahead and this is something I read. I don't know if I totally agree with this description of an alpha female, but some of the key words are in there that I mentioned, which it says an alpha female is a dominant female in the group, which I do definitely believe that. Now, she dates as many males as she wants. She's strong and she's confident and a hard worker, as well as often busy. She is usually sarcastic because she's powerful and playful. Alpha females are intelligent, intellectual. Hello?
We know what you mean.
Yeah. We're problem solvers, and so being an alpha female is more of a state of mind than physicality. And the alpha understands that dressing up or sexy increases her power in society, so she does it. Alpha females are often terribly misunderstood by beta and lesser males, as evident by other posts about alpha females. And when this happens, sometimes, she's called the B word, a cunt, a whore. And then alpha females prefer passion over romance. And although if romance come from the alpha male, it's so hot, and they get along very well. So that was one of the definitions that I did find about an alpha female. And alpha females, they do, Robert, they do. It's not that they don't need a man. They definitely need a man who's her equal or her partner or who is one of her greatest supporters. So,
mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah, I disagree with that. And I don't know why I'm thinking of the movie Boomerang now.
Boomerang?
Okay.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the movie Boomerang. If you all, I'm sure everybody on the panel
yes.
has seen that movie. Okay.
I've seen it.
And that was okay. That describes in a sense because it is a movie of what you
right.
just read. Okay, because if you look at the character that Robin Givens
right.
played. Okay,
right.
She was a female. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to control everything. All right. Now, look
well,
at
where did she want to control it? Explain to me where
well,
did
no,
she
no.
want to control
She wanted to control the relationship when they would see each other, how often, how much they communicated, and everything. Okay. If you haven't seen the movie in a while, okay, just check it out. Where Eddie Murphy's character, okay, was an alpha male, used to be in control of the women that he dated, how he, you know, he had his whole game plan and everything of how to get them, you know, and this, that, and the other. But then he became, to a certain extent, a beta because he fell in love with this one woman. Okay, so we're not going to go into the whole movie thing, but I'm just saying that where an alpha female, to me, is one who does want to control. You said that they want to have a man in their life, but they still want to be in control. I know some men, and I mean, it's sad to kind of look at it that way. I remember a wedding reception, a wedding that I was involved in, to where one of the family members, the wife had total control. The husband would be like, yes, dear. Okay. All right, sweetheart. All right. And one of my friends who was, the groom said, you know, yeah, he just gives into her all the damn time. You know, he was the beta man. She was the alpha female. You know, he was always giving in. He never had any backbone about himself. You know, and sometimes the decisions that she made were not the best. Okay. They were not the best when it came to what we were doing at the wedding, preparing for it. But he just agreed with it, you know. And I think that sometimes an alpha female, in a sense, is an individual who likes to have power, likes to have the last word. And that goes for males, too, like to have the last word. So, I mean...
But Mike, you described, you used the example with Eddie Murphy. But look at the women he was chasing or he was dating. Those females, the one female that was, you know, she was cute, sexy, but she was a little, you know,
dingy, yeah, daffy.
So, yeah, a little dingy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you got to think about the type of women. Now, Robin Givens. She didn't control the situation. She told him she didn't want a relationship. She was straight up
mm-hmm.
with him. So it wasn't like she was controlling that whole, she just told him, you know, she's a busy, powerful woman. She's sexy. She everything that I described, dominant. She was powerful. She was assertive. And she was strong. And she was desirable. And he couldn't handle that. So to me, you described him being the alpha male. He was, as an alpha male, he was then able to understand where she was coming from. But because she was giving him what he was dishing out to the non-assertive women, he couldn't handle that. So to me, he was not an alpha male.
Well, no, he wasn't. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the situation of that there is where, the way I gathered that whole thing, the reason why I brought that up as an example, you know, because I haven't seen a movie, you know, in a while since that, that kind of like shows where he was an alpha male, you know, in a sense. He was, you know,
but
things
why
went
couldn't
his
he
way.
Handle, why couldn't he handle what she was giving, what he did to other women? You see what I'm saying?
But that was not, you know, the thing is that where that was where at that point in this movie that we're speaking of, that was in that point of where that individual at that point felt like he found the right woman. In fact, I'm sure that's one of the lines he says, I think I found the right one. But basically, I mean, honestly, he didn't, because she was not wanting to be into that situation. She did not want to, you know, share herself in that way. She did not want to be, you know, tied down. She wanted to still do what she did, be in control, okay, which that's what she was throughout the whole movie. Because if you remember the way it ended where, you know, that one scene where they showed where he, you know, he's there with her. He's thinking about Halle Berry, who he found someone who's on the same level as him, okay? And then later on, what he does is he's there with Robin Givens, and he's laying there in the bed and says, you know what? And she said, she says, well, if you love her so much, why are you here with me? He said, good, no, he says, exactly. And he gets up and leaves, okay? Because the fact that what I'm saying is that by
his
throwing it out there,
was
or by putting it,
but his feelings
but what
hurt,
I'm
Mike.
Saying, but what I'm saying that what the thing is that where when a person, see, this is where you have to look at when you're dealing with a person's feelings for one, okay? If you are alpha individual, whether it's male or female, you like to be controlling. You like to run the whole show.
That's where people get it wrong. That's where people get it wrong because some people believe, okay, alpha females are definitely beautiful, and some people believe, like I believe you mentioned, they're bossy or could be bossy or authoritative.
Yeah.
But that's not what defines them. But that's not what defines an alpha female. The easiest way that I read to spot a female alpha and say you're in a room of a group of females, you can easily figure out who the alpha is by observing how she reacts or how she acts. Alpha females are social conductors, and non-alpha females are her orchestra. So they're just around her. You notice her right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
They are vocal players, right.
If you're at a party, she's networking. She's fascinating. I mean, you could point her out just by sight, knowing how she stands out. You would see that from her. And then
I'm just going to throw this out real quick. But see, that's interesting that you said that. I recall some years ago that here in Atlanta, there was a group of ladies, there was five of them, that came here from Birmingham to Atlanta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was their ladies or their ladies weekend out. Now, I had Joe Phosphorus from the group of Ozone. He was visiting here. And we were at a club here in Atlanta, and these five ladies came outside. Joe and I were talking business, and we're talking and everything, and we see them, and they come over, and they, you know, can we sit here? Because there was enough chairs. We're like, yeah, fine. Got to talking. Yeah, there was one alpha female doing all the talking. She was doing all the talking. She wasn't a bad-looking woman. Don't get me wrong. She was a nice-looking woman. But what threw me off was that she was, like, you know, all about her group and this, that, and the other, you know, what they do and this, that, and the other. She never gave anybody else a chance out of the five to say anything.
I don't think
and this one
a
was
alpha
very,
female, though.
No. That was an alpha female because the thing is that when she did give one a chance, she cut in on them, okay? And I looked at this one who just didn't really say nothing, really didn't. And I was kind of interested in her. You know, I was like, well, what has she got to say? Because, you know, the main one was talking. She was doing
but
all
I don't
the talking.
Think she, to well, me, good. She's not an alpha female. She's just a person who's dumb, you know, pretty much just, I want to say, into. She I want to say she's just a controlling person, and that's not what an alpha female is. She's just all into herself, and she's just controlling that whole situation.
But hold up, Stephanie. But an alpha male the week before last, the alpha male is more of a director, a controller, right? So are you saying that an alpha female?
Because when I posted that alpha that gave you guys the differences on the alpha male and the beta male. No, he is not controlling. He's far from controlling. He's totally the opposite of it. And I'm actually looking for that post that I had. Here it is, right here. And we're okay. Going to just slide over here because you said that, because an alpha male is self-aware. He's love motivated. He's totally what people opposite of what people think he is. He's not that. He views women as partners. You know what I mean? He's intrigued by women.
No, but there was part of that. But there was part of that whole thing.
Here that said that he's controlling?
No, I didn't say controlling. But I'm saying that, yeah, there was where you put where he's confident. I think that's one word that was used. Okay,
he's definitely confident. Yes, he's definitely confident.
I'm trying to think of the other one. I'm not going to use the word controlling.
He has a calm, assertive energy. It's not.
But he likes to be. But he likes. But outside of the beta male, okay, which you said you cannot find a beta female. Outside of the beta male, though, he likes to be. You know, upfront. He likes to be more. You know,
Hello?
He's more. He's.
Anybody there?
Yeah. Here.
Hello.
Hello,
who's this?
This is Six. Everybody's here.
Everybody's
okay.
Here.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and just keep the show going instead of us discussing all that.
Right.
And I want to hear this
other people's opinions. Yeah, I want to get other.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim, you mentioned when you came on the line, you said that you're alpha female. Why do you feel like? What signs do you show that you're an alpha female?
I'm an alpha female because I am dominant and I'm aggressive and I'm assertive. And I've been told this by my partners. And, you know, when you're told something so many times, you need to look in the mirror and analyze it. And let me just say, am I proud of being an alpha female? Yes and no, and more so no than yes, because I've ran a lot of men away from that aspect. But I have had to be, because I have had to take care of me and my two kids,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when I say I'm an alpha female proudly, it's because that I can do that, and I can take care of them and take care of myself, and I don't need a man. But do I want a man? Do I long for a man? Do I long for that partner? Most definitely. And do I need to change some of my ways from being an alpha female? Most definitely, because I don't want to die alone. I want to have that partnership. That's the only thing on my bucket list. It's not about going anywhere or doing anything. It's only one thing on my bucket list, and that is to get married and to have a partner to grow old with and sit in their rocking chair. But there are some pros and there are some cons to being an alpha female, which I'm quite aware of.
Right. Okay. And so when you say you're definitely confident and you have to raise your children, and that's why you feel like you have – well, I believe, yes, you do have some of the traits of an alpha female. Now, what I've read that when it comes to men, now let's see if this, because they're saying as an alpha female, a man, you're not easily impressed by a man. For example, if a man brings you flowers and candy on the first date and he thinks is the most, and you think he's the most romantic man in the world, but on the other hand, an alpha female is used to getting that type of attention from a man. So a man has to come to her a little better average, you know, than the average Joe, in other words. He would have to think out of the box. you know, this type of, you know, she would, he has to be definitely confident. He has to be creative. He cannot be average.
That's
and
what
so,
I want to say. I want to use that word creative.
Well, Flowers, Flowers is always a thing that you always give a woman. I mean, at some point in a relationship, most men, I mean, that's always been a norm.
But
you
as
know,
an
I
alpha
mean,
female, as an alpha female, I could go out to my yard and pull some flowers. You know what I'm saying? So flowers to me, yes, thank you. But they're not, I'm not going to, like, it, to me, it's just not going to, I know that I have alpha female traits. I know I do. And,
so I got to take
Ruth
Chris Steakhouse, right?
Flower, no.
Eventually.
And I've been there before, so
oh, okay.
that would be
okay.
nice. But I'm just
well, the dollar amount
candy.
Is still the same, but okay. So fill up your belly.
Flowers.
I would love the flowers. I would love the flowers on the first date, the second date. But, you know, as the dates progress,
okay.
I wouldn't expect you to keep bringing me flowers. I want you to be,
exactly.
and I'm going to use the word Stephanie used, creative
mm-hmm.
and surprise
right.
me out
right.
of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the box.
Now, if
right,
I can right. say something. If I can say something. Okay, here's the thing. I'm a producer, so I'm creative. You know, my wheels are always spinning. And the thing about it, I mean, flowers are so cliche. You know, so just out of the ordinary, you know, just because it's Thursday, you know, you got flowers. Just because. You know, I think about how hard the woman works, and my thing, I'll get her like a spa certificate, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I would, you know, then later on, what you doing? Oh, getting ready to cook? No, we're going out. You know, just spontaneous stuff. You know, and that's how I am. You know, because she's not expecting.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm just responding to the fact that if it's someone that you just met, whatever. You know, of course, you know, flowers is always something that I mean. I guess it's been put into our understanding that women love flowers, but I will always give a woman flowers regardless.
And it's
okay?
nothing wrong with it, Mike.
You know,
it's nothing wrong with it. I'm
exactly,
just saying as an alpha
nothing.
Female,
but,
it's not
but,
as
but,
impressive.
But just like Kim
that.
Just said, but just like mm-hmm. Kim said, but it depends on how you do it. See, the
okay.
thing is, you can be creative of how you do it. You can be creative. And just like Kim said, she will go ahead and accept that and appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah.
But then,
it's
but
not,
then he.
It's not
then,
saying
but,
that
then,
he's not appreciative
but then,
of it.
Right.
I'm not saying that he's
but
not appreciative. It's saying that it's common. It's a common
right.
thing.
Right. But the thing
done.
Is, you have to step it up. Right. You have to step it up.
Right. Exactly.
It
you have to step your game up once you know what type of woman you're dealing with, then
correct.
That's when you're going to step up your game.
Correct.
Because
mm-hmm.
intentions are good, and as an alpha female, she's going to recognize that your intentions are good because it's,
mm-hmm.
it's the beginning. It's the beginning.
Well,
first
it's the thought
date,
that counts, like they say. It's the thought
yeah.
that counts. If you do that, okay, some women might look at it like, oh, you know, that's weak. You know, some women are different than others. Some might be saying, okay, I see he's being kind of cautious. He gave me flowers. Okay, yeah, I'm giving you flowers. Okay, meaning I like to date you again, or whatever, you know, the situation may be. And you have to look at what the situation is, in a sense, you know, on the first or second date or whatever. Then true enough, like Kim said, you have to step it up a little bit more. So I agree with that, though. I definitely agree. But, Kim,
now,
let me ask you this. You said that, if you don't mind me asking this.
Go ahead.
You said that, you know, you had to be an alpha female to take care of your kids. Do you mind me asking, like, what around age category are your kids now? Or was
they're
that back?
He has two boys. Now they're 17 and 12, and I've not had a relationship since their father, and that was 10 years ago. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've dated, but I've not had a boyfriend in 10 years. And
mm-hmm.
that's because I pushed them away. They might have came and approached me, and I came at them the wrong way. I'm admitting my faults and what I've done, after realizing who I am as that alpha female. But I've pushed a couple of them away, so yeah.
And were they understanding of you being the mother, you know, of this, of these, you know, being a mother? What were they understanding of that? Was there an issue at all of you having kids with that, or what were they aware of your kids?
With one, it was an issue. With one, it was an issue, and I found out early on in the stage, you know, it didn't get deep, it didn't get intricate. I found early on that he had an issue. Because, I mean, I have to, as any mother would, give their children, especially when they're minors, their full attention. I mean, you coming into my life, you got to realize that, you know, until we're real serious about something and we're talking about marriage, other than that, my kid's going to get my full attention until they're of age. But I don't like being an alpha, point blank. If I like being an alpha, no, I don't like being an alpha.
So no aspects that you like being an alpha, and no way, no certain parts
but
of it.
But Kim, you think because you've been forced in the situation that you're in, and like you said that you don't, you know, you push men away. You think that has to have something to do with you being the alpha female? I mean, why are you pushing the men away?
Some,
and I don't want to get away from the alpha female what we're talking about. But do you think that's the reason why? Because you're an alpha female. Because you're strong and confident?
Not strong and confident, because you can be strong and confident, don't have to be an alpha, but the assertiveness, the domination of a relationship. I found myself being the dominant one, and I shouldn't have to be. In any male-female relationship, the woman shouldn't be the dominant one. I mean, it should be the man who makes the majority of the decisions. Of course, we're going to agree on them, but he should be the one who makes the first step in the door, you know. So, you know, when you talk about an alpha female, she's not born an alpha female. She's made
into
an alpha female.
No, she's not.
None of us are.
She's made.
All of us are
born
beta.
But let me just say this, Kim, because you know, obviously the men that you have dated and you said you pushed them away, they're not, I'm not trying to say that we're equal. We're not trying to be equal in what a man does and how he lives his life. We need a partner that support us, and I want to say he's strong enough to. I mean, if you're coming at him in a certain way, like trying to tell him what to do and that type of thing, that's not an alpha female.
An alpha female is not
trying to tell a man what to do. I'm just trying to figure out where do you believe that you're pushing them away? What are you doing?
That is an alpha in a sense. In a way, it is an alpha female, because keep in mind, alpha is the beginning. Okay, and so the thing is that
alpha male will keep an alpha female grounded.
Stephanie, we don't know what kind of men she dealt with. Now you came up with the show about an alpha and a beta.
Yeah,
she might have had a couple
to.
Of beta men. Okay,
that's
she might have had Which your term of a beta man is more of a passive guy that will say, okay, sweetie, go ahead. All right, sweetheart.
But that's what I'm trying to get at, Mike.
That's what I was trying to get at.
A man that's not intimidated by her, by,
mm-hmm.
you know, by anything that she does, by her success, by the way she just walks. You know, he's not intimidated by that. So, again, go ahead, Kim, because obviously the guy.
That was the answer. They weren't strong enough to be in my circle. I mean, because I needed them to be at my level or above, really above my level as far as mentally thinking and socially thinking and even financially thinking. So don't take that the wrong way, Michael Gay. Did I need him to make as much money as me? No, but I needed him to pull his weight. I needed him to pull his weight. And no, they weren't alpha males. No, they weren't.
I think he might have been intimidated.
Well, I mean, okay, so without saying any names, what weight did they not pull? I mean, you know, I mean, the thing is that where you met them, okay? I mean, and you said
again, it didn't get serious, but you don't need but a couple of dates to know a person.
Mm-hmm.
This
was short term. Okay.
Yeah,
but see, let me say this, because an alpha female is better partner with an alpha male. Okay, so that's why I'm trying to get to what Kim was saying, and she answered the question, because an alpha male has to challenge an alpha female. He has to be strong. He basically, as a strong person, he can't back down. Like if she came to him and said, like, give me an example, Kim, of what you would say to a guy to push him away. Like, what are some of the things that pushed him away? Just give me one thing or two things that you thought pushed him away from you.
Just small things. And again, reminded that these did not get into an intensive relationship. They were a few dates. But let's just say after a few dates and we wanted to take a weekend trip. And I mentioned, let's go to the jazz festival. You already know how much it's going to cost, the hotel or whatever. If you're telling me, coming back in conversation, well, I can't afford it, or da da da. Then, I'm serious. Just on a weekend trip, then I know you cannot be in my life. One, I like.
How much time did you give him to plan this trip? Be honest now. No, wait a minute.
I gave him 2 months.
I'm asking. Okay.
Keep in mind that the jazz festival down here is April of every year. But I gave him 2 months. I talked to him in February. He's like, okay, you want to go to the jazz festival with me? Because I'm already going. Now, if you can't afford to pull your weight, which is half of the bill.
Okay, it was half. Okay.
You can't go with me.
Right.
Okay. I thought at first you said that he had to put the whole bill. But you just said, let's go half on it. 2 months, I think I could have swung that. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sure I could have swung that.
Okay, Michael, we have a jazz festival April every year. Drive down here 5 hours next year. Be prepared to go with me to the jazz festival, okay? Now I'll give you more.
Got to give you enough time. And one thing about Kim, the type of guys, like I said, for you to point to get, I mean, if Michael drives down there, Michael, if you are the alpha male, I mean, when I said that he needs to challenge an alpha female, he has to be able to push her to her best ability. He wants to make sure that when he challenges her, he basically push her to be the best she can be and challenge every decision she makes. You know what I mean? But she'll still love you for that. Even though you're challenging her decision, she's still going to love you. And then you want to be an alpha male needs to be exciting and never cease to surprise an alpha female. Those are the type of things. And then an alpha female does not want her man to be jealous. She wants her man to be more confident to know that mild flirtation with another guy at a cocktail party is not a threat to their relationship.
But I told you that. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this. I told you I'm alpha beta, just like the supermarket, okay? Sometimes I can be totally alpha. Sometimes I can get into my beta mood, you know. Sometimes, you know, I mean, and you had more than one person say that. I think it was Jay's brother who said that.
Jay's brother wasn't on the show.
Who was it? You know who it was. But they said that they are beta. Yep.
I can't remember. But let me, I just opened up DLW. What's up, DLW? Welcome to Honey Hush.
Hey, Honey Hush. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, sorry, Robert. I didn't see that you had dropped the line, so I see that you're back. Thank you.
DLW.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
DLW.
How you doing?
What's up,
man? Hey, what's up, man?
You and I, hey man, you know, just stay us out, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
Come on now.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay, what's up, DOW? You have anything? Have you ever met or dated an alpha female before? And we're going through some of the traits and some of the way the type of man an alpha female needs to be with, or yeah, that's exactly. We're talking about that as well, but we're also talking about some of the traits and qualities of an alpha female. And so, and again, she's highly educated. She's independent.
Right.
There was some something where I read where there's physical differences and with the alpha female. And then we also, so far, we talked about how an alpha female, she stands out in the crowd. And it's not
mm-hmm.
that she's taking over the whole conversation, because, Mike, that chick you described was not an alpha female. Go ahead, DLW.
Well, my opinion of an alpha female is pretty much what you described. And, yes, I have dated an alpha female. I have many alpha female friends, if that's how you want to describe them, as being strong, independent women, sometimes high profile, powerful. They're the boss. In their world, they are the boss. They are the women that run things. And I think they are more compatible with an alpha male. They tend to have more alpha male friends. They tend to, the beta males, of course, they are associates of them too, but they're either, subordinates of theirs or just people that they associate with. I also feel that alpha female knows her place in her relationship with an alpha male, meaning she knows when to take the wheel, but she also knows when to step back and let that man
right.
do his thing.
Exactly.
You know, she's not going to be combative towards him. She's going to be more of a more of an asset to him. Meaning that, she'll know when to take control of certain situations. Perfect song, if we were to pick one, would be She's Got Her Own, by Neo.
Because
she's holding everything down. She's doing what she's supposed to do. But,
and she's more appreciative, too.
Yeah, because she knows what it takes in order to get things done. You know, some women, and I'm not, downing anyone, but I'm just simply saying some women don't know how to appreciate the wonderful things that some men do for them. You know, they take it for granted, but I think an alpha female is more of an appreciative woman. She understands the hard work. She understands the dedication. And she's a great partner, providing that, you're compatible with the type of woman that she is. Just my opinion.
Well said. I think that knowing alpha male, alpha female, that if with compromise, in the end, they balance out each other, so it's for the good of both, because they balance out each other. They
right.
pick up where one week they pick up, and it's an even balance, No one's, over, they're walking side by side. No one's in front, no one's in back. They're together. It's a balance.
Now, also one of the other characteristics of a alpha female is that she continues to date other men. In other words, she's not exclusive with one man. And it's not like she's lying about not being exclusive. She's straight up. And she tell him, I'm dating other men. And because she's not ready to commit. Alpha woman always have several men on the go and like to keep her options open.
Yeah, I think that's possible because many of them that I know, they, I should not put this, they're always looking to upgrade. But, you know, providing they, you know, I think, yeah, I just say that is true.
It's because alpha females enjoy their freedom. So answering to one man may not really appeal to her unless she is coupled up again with an alpha male who has that charm, you know what I mean, where he just keeps her intrigued. So she doesn't choose a man on a whim. She just basically dates several different men, and it doesn't mean that she's laying down with them, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that she's having sex with all of these men, but she is keeping her options open. And so she's not going to settle down with one man until she hits that jackpot, just like you just said. She's waiting, you know, she's waiting for something better than what she has. But then when you look at it, sometimes that can backfire because she could choose an alpha male to settle down with, and he still may not be that right one because he may be exercising the same situation with multiple women.
I'm tired of Maxima. I need to move up to a Mercedes.
Now, Stephanie, now let me ask you a question. Being that you and Kim are on the line, now the same thing you said about the female keeping her option open, dating multiple men. Now, let's flip it. Now, how would you feel if the male keeps his option open and is dating multiple women?
Well,
thank
again,
you.
as an alpha female, if he's straight up, if he's honest and we talk about it, then cool. Because we had that conversation.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Yes, what do you mean? How are you going to tell me it's not true?
No,
I'm
saying
female.
No, because
obviously
because,
you're dating beta women that can't handle that.
No. The reason why I say that's not true is because, see, the thing is that, go back, an alpha woman, and I don't recall for sure if you said you did not find much on beta women, but I found a lot on beta women online.
Okay.
Okay, I found a bunch on here. Okay, well, I did, and I will share it with you if you like. But what I'm saying is that we're, no, keep in mind, an alpha woman.
Don't go to the beta women. Let's stick on women.
I said an alpha woman. I didn't say beta. An alpha woman, okay? You just said that where, you know, she may want to just date, you know, and not want to get tied down and everything like that.
Keep her options open, right?
Keep her options open, okay? I'm sorry. I know that, I'm sorry, but I know for a fact that there's a lot of alpha women. I'll say that I know a lot of alpha women who are very much, let's go back to the first part, that they are very independent. They know what they want. Same thing as an alpha male. And you said already, that an alpha male and an alpha woman are perfect together in a sense, that those are the two that should be together because it doesn't work out with a beta, which the term beta, J. King don't agree with. But anyway,
I'm trying to get to the part where you said where you disagree, Mike. Come on,
I disagree for the fact that, no, what I'm saying, I disagree because, see, the thing is that where, in my mind, and you may not agree with it, an alpha woman is this. An alpha woman is a proud individual woman who has control of her life. And when I say control of her life.
You don't know what an alpha female is because what I
alpha female has control of her life, right? Doesn't she have control?
She does have control of her life.
So then
right.
She also wants control of her relationship, which is part of her life.
No. See, you're not understanding. Because like I just said, she wants to keep her options open. She's communicating. He knows, an alpha male is going to know that she's dating other men. It's not going to bother him.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying, okay, let's leave out the alpha male thing. Let's say that she just meets a male, okay? It's not an alpha beta, it's an omega or whatever. She just meets a guy, okay? She don't know if he's alpha, beta, anything. She just meets him.
Okay, but what is the part that you were disagreeing about is what I'm trying to get.
Is what you just said a moment ago, is that where you said that, where, you know, she's cool with that if he decides to, you know, or if he says that
if he has multiple women.
or he has multiple women. I don't think an alpha woman, that all of them would be like, okay, cool. I don't think that they would like.
Why wouldn't she be? Why wouldn't she be open to that if she's an alpha female and she, because she's an alpha female, Mike. She's doing it. Why wouldn't she? She's not trying to control him.
What I'm saying is this. Let's say, for instance, you're an alpha female. I'm an alpha male. Let's say that, okay? Mm-hmm. We meet, okay? We go out. We ain't talking about, because, see, one, I don't talk about my ex-relationships on a date. I don't discuss the women I used to date or whatever. I'm not going to even mention if I was dating anybody else. I wouldn't even mention it to you if I was that type of guy, okay? But what I'm saying, but my point is, if I came to you and you being an alpha female, and I said, well, you know what? I have an interest in somebody else, you know, and I've been dating them for a while. Now, you might say right now that, oh, okay, Mike, that's cool. I'm fine with that. I'm dating other guys. But there are some females who are not cool with that.
And then she's not an alpha female.
Yeah. And let me...
Because
she's not an alpha female, because if she, and I understand what you're saying. He could be a beta, he could be an alpha, whatever. I understand what you're saying now. She's not going to be impressed with that beta man, first of all. And if he don't see that she's an alpha female and that she is dating other men, that's because he's I'm going to say weak, because he's a beta man. I'm going to just put it out there. But as I described it, an alpha female will date multiple men, date multiple men at a time. So why wouldn't she be okay with a man dating other women? I don't get that.
But here's my hypothetical question.
Can I make a comment on that?
Let's say, okay, but I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to back out. If that alpha, because we're talking about alphas, I want to get on the subject of betas because, see, there's two sides.
We will
in the second half
of the show. We will, because I want you to send me the link that you found, because like I said, I only found a little about a beta woman. But go ahead and
send
your thought
and
let PLW and Six Eyes say what they have to say.
But I'll just say this real quick, is that where, let's say that alpha woman that you're speaking of, she's got numerous partners, okay, or friends, okay? And then let's say, you know, this guy that she dates, she actually really likes him. She might be ready to settle down. And he's the one who says, well, you know what? I'd rather go ahead and let this go, you know, because, you know, it ain't working out too good. We are too much alpha. Okay, and I want to go ahead and keep dating the other women I'm dating. You know, the thing is that where she might want to settle down with this or try to get involved.
But I'm still not getting what you're trying to say. Then she's going to move on. She's going to leave him alone.
Is anybody
as an alpha female, she's not going to deal with him.
Is anybody understanding DLW, are you understanding my point here? She's an alpha female, but the thing is, what if she wants to stop being just independent on her own and get with somebody and get into a relationship, and she picks you to do so, but here you are, alpha male, and you're like, well, you know what, I'm not ready to settle down yet, but she picks you. She in her mind, because she's the one who knows what she wants, and she wants you. So do you understand what
I'm saying? An alpha female is going to make sure. An alpha female is going to make sure she is not. No, I'm not. I'm about to get JK for you. This is my show.
Go ahead. Come on now. I'm throwing out a question, though.
Let me say something. No, DL make his comment. I have a question.
Let me say something, Six Eyes. Robert Redwine.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. The confusing part for these men that I'm getting, I've been listening, is the terminology for a woman.
Rob, you got to speak up. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
A little bit better.
Yes. So it's always been associated with men. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So the terminology alpha never applied. Most of these men, obviously, were female. So That's the confusing part there. And then alpha man, if he wants to settle down with a woman, he doesn't want her to have multiple partners and that. He's an alpha man. He wants to conquer. He wants to be number one and only one. So that's where we're – that's the confusion is, number one, the terminology for a woman being alpha. That's always been understood from men as a male. That's what the confusion is. So Honey Hush is defining a new terminology for a female. Make sense?
Well, Robert, not at all, because the alpha female exists. That's the thing about it. Most, well, from you guys, some of you guys on here, like DLW said, he's no alpha female. Mike says he no alpha females. So it's
right.
It's not new. And what Mike was saying, if he dates an alpha female dates a man and he has multiple women, she's not going to be okay with that. Why wouldn't she be okay with it if they have a conversation about it? Now, he said if she's ready to settle down with him, then she got to make sure that he's not dating multiple women. They have to have that conversation. Otherwise, an alpha female is going to move on until she gets the one that she is going to settle down, and that alpha male is going to decide he doesn't want to date multiple women, and they connect in that way. That's what I'm saying.
But also, but I agree
but
with you. But everything that you just said, Stephanie, was correct, what I was conveying. The thing is what I was saying. Let's say it comes to the point of where that alpha female is not ready to move on to somebody else. Sometimes you all fall in love, you know?
And she's not
there's
an alpha
that
female.
Word called love. Huh?
And
well, I'm saying no.
Female.
No, there are some, look, at some point, in fact, she was just on here, Kim, said that she is an alpha female, but sometimes she doesn't like being an alpha female because she's ran men away. Didn't she not say that?
She ran beta men away. She ran
okay,
beta
well, no,
men
no,
away.
No, she did not say no. She did not say beta.
Kim,
is she still here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Let
her finish, Mike.
Go ahead.
I ran men away, and after looking back on them, then they were not of alpha stature because they couldn't stand
they couldn't
up
handle
me.
You.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't handle me. They weren't in my circle at the time. So, yeah, they ended up, after looking back, they are beta or Pega or Charlies and everything else.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. I've been trying to
let other people talk. Thank you. Go ahead, Sig.
Okay. Now, here's the question for you and Kim and any other females listening. Okay, first of all, do you practice being an alpha female at all times? Okay? I'm talking about totally. And a lot of times, okay, if you're cool with it, okay, because when I ask you the question, okay, if we flip it and the male wants to date multiple women, okay? Are you totally cool with it, honest? And then when your females, you talk about it to your females, it's different. So are you going to be with it totally? Or when you talk to your girlfriend, your opinion is going to change?
No, you're going to, as a female, you're going to say, I really like this guy, but he's dating multiple women, and I don't want him to date multiple women, correct? Right, I don't want him to, I'm an alpha female, and I don't want him to be dating because I really want to be with him. I will stop dating multiple men if he decides to stop dating multiple women. So if they not agree, why won't an alpha female move on from that like an alpha male would? Why wouldn't she?
No,
because the mental focus on that.
Stephanie,
can I have something, please?
Go ahead, DLW.
Okay, this is how it breaks down. Now, this isn't for all alpha females, but this is for the majority of alpha females that I know. If they come to you and you have that conversation of wanting to be exclusive, you know, first of all, they don't really care that you date multiple women. They don't necessarily want to hear about it. They don't want to see it in their face, but it's in the back of their mind that it's happening. But if you come to them, or if she comes to you, and you bring up the fact that you want to be exclusive,
mm-hmm.
Now, usually what that means is, okay, you let your people know that you're exclusive, I'll let my people know that I'm exclusive. And usually, you know, that takes, maybe a few days, a week, or whatever, you know, however long that ever takes. But if one of those people come to you, if a female came to me and said she wanted to be exclusive, and I didn't necessarily want to be exclusive with her, then you know what's going to happen is she is going to move on because she has other options, you know. Because first of all, I'm not going to say her feelings is hurt, but, you know, it is a blow to her ego that that I decided not to choose her. And she's going to feel as, well, hey, you know, if you don't want to date me exclusively, I got other options. So I'm not going to waste my time.
Preach, brother. Preach.
And 9 times out of 10, that's when they're going to just move on and leave you in the dust. You know,
Preach.
If, so, in conclusion with all of that, you know, it's just a matter of making sure that you communicate to them if you're ready to be exclusive or not. And see, that's where, you know, you have to have a good line of communication with
them. Yeah.
I totally agree. That's what I was saying. Let me bring in this new caller, 740-630. State your name and where you're calling from. And this is, you're on Honey Hush Live.
Hello, this is Stiletto.
Stiletto?
Yes, I'm calling from Arkansas.
Hey, Stiletto. Just welcome to Honey Hush.
Good topic tonight. I got a three-part question. I'll make it quick. First of all, who do we know from a popular position? Who is an alpha female and an alpha male? What are the characteristics of somebody who's alpha? And what I've observed on alpha people normally don't say that they're alpha. Their presence
Correct.
And their aura gives you the feeling that they're alpha. So there's a lot of people out there who saying that they're alpha but are not alpha. They may have an alpha mouth but a beta psychological makeup.
Right. Now that's correct right there, because alphas will not say that they are an alpha. But because we're talking about alpha females and traits, people are recognizing these are some of the traits. So that's why they're saying they're feeling like they're an alpha, Stiletto. So that's why they're on this show tonight stating that they feel like they're alpha, because we are talking about the traits and the characteristics of an alpha. But you're not going to go up to someone and say, oh, I'm an alpha female. You're not going to do that. You're not going, as a male, you're not going to go up to a woman or anyone else and say, I'm an alpha male, because like you said, their aura will display that.
Right. I think that there's a certain level of wisdom and confidence that intertwines itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get that alpha product. It's just my opinion. What do you guys say about that?
Anybody want to speak on it?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
I was saying, I think an alpha individual has a certain amount of wisdom, experience, mixed in with confidence. And when those two get intertwined, then that's what manifests that alpha product in them. You know, I didn't say knowledge, I didn't say understanding, but wisdom. And, you know, some people are I think it's just born with that particular trait and character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I used to breed dogs, and when the dogs are born, you know, and when that mother has a litter, if you carefully watch that particular litter, you can see the alpha characteristics in those dogs if you pay close enough attention. That's something that's born in them. You know, it's nothing that they acquire. And, you know, there's always exceptions to the rules, you know, where I've seen a dog that was a little skimmish and weaker, and then later adopt those qualities. So it was maybe beta, but had some physical alpha traits running through it. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
I'm just gonna give a quick response. I've worked in, I mean, you know, I do my own radio show myself. I've worked in construction for many years. That was something that was part of my family, and I still do it to this day. Me and a friend of mine, we run our own business. We work on high-end property. And when I meet my customers and I meet my clients, I look at who makes the decisions in the home or the property or whatever the case may be. Right now, I'm looking at where, you know, the husband, you know, I already know just by conversation, he is a breadwinner. He makes more money, okay? The wife makes less, but she makes the decisions in the house. They live in a condo. We are remodeling their condo. But she's the one who comes in and makes the decision. Okay? So in that situation, she's the alpha. Okay? I think that sometimes when you use that term alpha and beta, like I said, and I tell you the same thing, Stephanie, that sometimes I'll be alpha. Sometimes I'll be beta. It depends on the situation. In relationship, now going back to what we were saying about where, and DLW said the right thing, of where if you told a person, you know, in fact, in the way that you put it, he said the right thing, is that where if she has other options, at least you're giving her.
Let's
you know,
not go back
warning.
To that.
But he was right. He was right.
We already
right.
agreed upon that. We agreed
yeah,
upon that.
Was,
Everybody
was,
agreed
right.
upon that already, though.
Yeah, he was right.
Okay.
So
let's ask, the question is with Stiletto, because he mentioned, you know, the alpha, they're born into being alpha. Who disagreed and agreed with that?
Well, I disagree.
As for a human, not as a dog, but as a human. I think people
born,
that dogs are born a leader of the pack.
I think most people who are born leaders, they are. I mean, yeah, some people are natural born leaders, and I think some people are thrust in that position to where they actually have to learn how to be a leader.
Right.
So I think it comes. I think it comes both ways. I mean, I have a family member, one of my uncles, he's a natural born leader. I mean, because he works hard at it. But I've never looked at him as a leader as a teenager. It wasn't until, you know, he became an adult that I looked at him as a right. So he grew into that position, you know, so I don't think it's always that, you know, an alpha male is born into that position. I think some are, and I think some are just groomed or forced into that position or grow into that position.
Now, Kim, what were you going to say?
We're all born beta. Born beta.
From the woman's aspect, I don't think
right.
women are born alpha.
I agree.
Use the word DLW, they are forced or they are thrust. It's thrust upon them to be that. I don't think any female is born alpha.
No.
I believe. Hold on, Stick, real quick. Stiletto, I'll put you on hold just for a moment because you have some background noise coming through while people are talking. We want to be able to hear everyone. Go ahead, Stick.
I believe that when you're born, you have so many things within you, but you have to tap into it. I think it takes certain situations for you to discover that alpha, you know, since that's what we're speaking on, male and female. I think it takes certain situations for you to discover that. You know, it's within you, but it takes certain situations for it to come out.
Correct.
I believe that. I believe that. Let's do this real quick. I want to take a quick music break, and then we're going to come back and talk about, Mike, you mentioned the beta, and I actually had an article that gave a description of the beta woman, and for some reason, I don't know why I cannot find the article. I emailed it to myself.
Well, I found a bunch of them. Trust me, I found a bunch of them.
Let me do this. Robert, are you Let me see if Robert is still there. He left. You still there, Robert? Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, these guys are really going at it with you, but you're holding your own, Stephanie. I love the way you're holding your own.
Oh, you know, I'm going to hold my own, and I'm not going to say I'm an alpha female, but you could go by the traits and the characteristics that I display. So let me go ahead and find the song that I queued up here. And it's not because I have, you know, I queued up the song that I can't. I don't know if it. Hold on. That is a trip. I cannot upload music. Oh, here it is. All right, you guys, you're listening to Honey Hush. We'll be right back. The number is 347-205-9366. That's the number one. We're talking about alpha female. She does exist. We'll be right back.
Honey Hush.
Cause someday
Welcome back to Honey Hush. I'm your host, Stephanie Deer, and I'm here with my co-host, Robert Redwine. Oh, my bad. Okay, let me open up your mic. Let me open up everybody's mic. Hey, Robert. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing good. Boy, these guys are trying to go in on you, but, man, you hold your own, like I said, Steph.
Thank you, Robert. I try to. All right, so I open up everybody's mic. We're back. So, Mike, gay, you said that you found some information, and we're not done with the alpha female, but you found some things that, like I said, I Googled, I did everything I can. I found just little things, not a lot. I mean, you find a lot on alpha female, but you do not, according to my computer, giving me information about a beta woman. So I'm going to let you go ahead and describe what a beta woman is or traits or some characteristics of a beta woman.
Okay, well, based on what I'm looking at, I don't know if you've seen the same thing you probably have in the Urban Dictionary. I know you look into that, right?
Yeah, I did see the Urban Dictionary quite a time, yeah.
Okay, so what it says here is that the beta female is the alpha female's right-hand woman. A beta will be one of the alpha's closest friends. Keep in mind, they put this in highlight. Will be the alpha's closest friend and one of her most trusted confidants. She knows the alpha very well, perhaps even since childhood. The beta female will be called upon to voice her opinions, and her evaluations will most times be valued by the alpha female. She also knows when to keep silent and when to talk. She is second in command. A beta female will be someone who thinks similarly to the alpha female and is unfailingly loyal to her and vice versa. Unfriendly beta females may be intimidated by the unknown alpha female and will either be befriended or create an enemy according to her attitude. A beta is never an alpha wannabe. She is comfortable with who she is. And that's on the Urban Dictionary.
Right, and I'm looking at that, and then they also have as a beta female, because the Urban Dictionary has several, they normally have several different meanings behind a word. And under that, as you can see, it says a woman is an alpha female wannabe, a poser, or someone who sucks up to alpha female. And if you kind of run your cursor over the alpha female or wannabe a poser, it gives you, you know, the definition of those. And it also says, you know, words that are related to a beta is a wannabe, an alpha, a poser, you know, so... Some of the things you said in there, in that that description of a beta, it says like a beta will be one of the alpha's closest friends and one of her most trusted confidants. And I believe that. I definitely believe that about some beta women. Now, what else did you find on beta women a alpha woman?
Well, in the beta sense, I found on another site, it says many strong betas carve out a niche for themselves within a relationship. They may control the finances or decisions about the children. For example, I'm a little afraid of direct competition. I would tend to avoid it. I look like I'm easygoing and amenable, and I don't always show my forceful side, but I do like to get my way. Okay, beta. It isn't always either or, and alpha is not better than beta. Then it says far more important is degree of each that you have in your personality. You may be a beta with anywhere from a handful to a big helping of alpha, or an alpha with strong to middling beta tendencies, or extreme alpha, practically no beta at all. You may be pretty much a hybrid. Remember I said that some folks can be either or at times? That's what I'm throwing that in there.
Right, but there are, you know, just like it was
both.
For the,
I'm betting,
it was just like the alpha female, just like the alpha male and the alpha and the beta man.
Right.
When you read, when you find the research online, it's they're conflicting, the definitions and some of the traits and some of the characteristics that are conflicting, because I just typed in and it says, you know, betas have less of a need for control. They may have less interest in being a leader, and that's what alpha women are. They're leaders. You know, alpha women, they exert power and influence. Some beta women.
Yeah, but and I do agree with you.
And betas can be passive.
But the thing is that some people can be both. Some people can be alpha.
I'm not disputing that with you.
Some people can be beta. As far as overall, yeah, there's a lot of alpha women. I mean,
but then wouldn't be considered, you know, when you said that they have to be alpha.
Well, they have to be alpha to the point. Well, I put it this way, you know, you got a lot of, unfortunately, you have a lot of women out there that's raising their own kids. There's not a father in the house in the black community. I'll throw that out there. And even in whites, okay. You know, you have a lot of women who get pregnant, have kids, and the father disappears or whatever the case may be, okay? So they have to become an alpha, or many of them become an alpha, many of them, because they have to play the role. Not saying that they can be a father or a man, okay? Don't get me wrong, but they're trying to fill that void is what they're trying to do. So if you're saying that where, you know, a woman, you know, that is independent and everything, that was part of the conversation, or most of it, that she's able to get out there and do her own, take care of her own family, hold down a job and everything. She's strong, you know, she's alpha. Yeah, to that extent, I can give that. I can agree with that. But then going back, what we were talking about where, and like Kim said, she said that basically that's what she did, that she had to be, you know, a mother.
She already told you that she was dating beta men.
But what she said also was this, though, and I'm gonna go ahead on mute. No, she said right then, she didn't see it at the moment, but right then, during the show, she said, so she felt like she was dealing with beta men, okay? She said, so now I feel like, yeah, I was dealing with beta men, okay? That's what she basically said. At the time, though, when she met them, they went out 2-3 times. She didn't see that. But after the third time or so, she saw a beta man, whichever the term is for, or whatever the site says, you know, as far as what a beta man is, you know, that's what she felt like she was dealing with, a weaker man, you know. But me, like I said, and I'll be honest, I'm alpha. Sometimes I can be beta. It depends on the situation.
We do know that. We do know that because you have told us that. But let me just say
this, because the thing is that sometimes the reason why I say that is this, is that where, you know, Jay King says he's alpha.
But
you know,
Jay is not here, so we're not going to even bring that up.
I know, there was another
person. Let's move on to this, because I want to move on to this. I want to get the difference, you know, I want to specify the difference on the traits and the characteristics of an alpha female and a beta woman. Now, an alpha female does not seek the approval of other females, where beta women do seek approval from other females. Okay, so that's a difference there. Now, beta women basically have that storybook situation where they find a man and they may settle down with that first man because they want to be married. You know what I mean? Most women, and if not all women, want to get married, correct? So, but a beta woman will settle first, with a man because she wants that so badly. An alpha female is not going to do that because she's not going to settle. She's not going to settle. Even a beta woman, even if that guy is not the one, she may settle for that guy because she values, she wants to be married. So that's a difference there. Now, there's also there's a higher sex drive with alpha females than a beta woman, according to this article I'm reading or I read. And so we already established the beta. We know that the beta woman is definitely, I don't want to say weaker, because a beta woman is not dumb. She's not dumb. She's also intelligent. But an alpha female is considered a highly intelligent woman. So the difference is there, is what I'm trying to say. And I know what you were trying to say. You're both. You're both. And I understand that. And don't get me wrong.
At
there's
time.
Nothing wrong
at
with
time.
Being
right.
both.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, what you said were the beta female, she will go ahead and marry this guy. Okay.
Probably the
Note
first person
said,
to come along and ask her to marry her.
But the thing is, Kim made her statement, okay, about her kids. She didn't marry those guys. Okay. She didn't settle down.
But you don't
with
know
those
why
guys.
She didn't.
Well, no.
Are you talking about
said,
the guys
said,
that she had a
no,
kid
no,
by?
No, I'm saying, no,
the
I'm
guys
saying,
that she dated. Or the guys.
No, the guys. No, the guys. She said that she dated these guys and everything. A couple of guys and it didn't work out right. Okay. She has kids. She has kids. So she has to put those kids involved into the relationship. Anytime a man gets involved into a relationship with a woman that has kids, he has to be aware of those kids. And the thing is that where, there has to be good communication between this new man into their mother's life and into their life, not just mama's life, but their life. Okay. So some of them might not want to deal with that. Now, you could look at him as a beta man, but he might have been an alpha man. Be like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm stronger than that. I don't have to deal with all this. Now, what I'm saying is that where think about that. I don't know the gentleman that she dealt with or that she talked to or that she was dating. And maybe they, said, hey, you know what? I'm not ready for this. You can't say if they were alpha or beta.
I'm going to give you some tips on if you do meet or want to date an alpha female, men on the line. You do not want to get jealous, okay? You want to stay confident enough that, again, as I mentioned earlier, if there's some mild flirtation going on, you're at a party or anything, you don't have to worry about that because it's not going to threaten your relationship. Because as a male, because alpha female is really going to submit to an alpha male. She's not going to submit to a beta. She's going to submit to an alpha male because she knows that her man is not going to question her